Baseball's opening today, tomorrow. Got to make sense of that. Tigers fans, we note that Tigers baseball will be on the air, 5:45, Tigers and Cincinnati. And it's the 53rd consecutive year. We're happy to bring you Tigers baseball. Just have a couple of notes wanted to pass along so you're prepared ahead of tomorrow. We have received the official word, by the way, from the Tigers. Dan Dickerson and Jim Price will be calling the games that they have been doing for years, and will be doing it via a video feed from Comerica Park on those away games. With the concerns about travel, trying to keep safety in mind and everything, believing that this will be the best way to allow for games to be broadcast locally without having your local broadcasters actually on site. It'll be interesting. The Tigers say that a successful test was done. They do say that Dan and Jim may take a little getting used to in a couple of these video feeds, but we believe they'll be okay. And, you know,
they're doing it in the golf coverage. I think on CBS, Jim Nance is the only one who's really there, and maybe a couple other people, but some of the other announcers are reporting from various locations.
Yeah. Just trying to wonder. I'm picturing a baseball broadcast. You know, if you are watching, and of course, listening on the radio is one thing, but if you are watching a TV feed, depending on the angle that you're getting, I mean, sometimes, if you're watching, for example, a center field camera, and a batter takes a swing, sometimes you have an indication that, well, he hit that ball pretty good. Other times that not hit as well as possible. Now, watching it at the ballpark, Dan would know that immediately.
Yeah.
Will there be that hesitation? Swings and there's a fly ball, left field, deep. Well, I guess it's deeper than I thought because the camera keeps going back.
Yeah.
You know, he won't have that perspective of being able to witness it himself. And I don't know if that's the case, what kind of video feeds he's going to have. Maybe they're going to have different angles he can call up and things like that.
Right.
For fair foul balls, or even just trying to pick up sometimes. You know how that happens. In any sport, sometimes where the camera is, the ball isn't. we'll find out, and hopefully it sounds okay on your radio. And we're looking forward to the Tigers once again being with WSGW.
But Dan and Jim will be at the ballpark on Monday.
Yes,
The Tigers have their home opener against Kansas City.
The Tigers are in town at Comerica Park. Dan and Jim will be there.
All right.
So that's good news. Thanks to our Tiger sponsors, by the way, that are on board. XL Auto Sales in Corcoran, Buck Insurance Agency in Freeland, Mayan Agency in Merrill, and the Rummel Agency in Saginaw, Frankenmuth, Carol Vassar in Ortonville, your auto owner's agents. Schaefer and Bierlein in Frankenmuth, Wolfile Ace Hardware in Saginaw, Lingle Equipment in Saginaw, and Ed Raymond & Sons in Chesaning. Our Tigers baseball sponsors on board at this time this season.
Very good.
Also a reminder, the broadcast schedule at WSGW.com. Scroll down the homepage, you'll find the broadcast schedule. So if you want to click on that, you can find out our broadcast times for Tigers baseball every day. As much as we talk about it on air, we have the Tigers page that we have set aside where we have games listed there as well as other links and opportunities for you to stay on top of what the Tigers are doing.
And also our sponsors, too.
And our sponsors, mm-hmm. So you know who's going to be sponsoring Tigers baseball. So that's part of the package of, once again, getting ready to present Detroit Tigers baseball this season. There was a little interesting baseball night, too, I wanted to touch on because I thought this was a done deal. But you're reporting in the sports that there is discussions, even at this time, of still potentially expanding the playoffs?
Yes. Yeah, still. That caught me off guard, too. It really did. With the season starting today, tonight.
Doesn't that have to be finalized?
You would think.
And I thought it was.
Important detail. I
thought it already was. I thought that was part of some of the negotiations they were going, because they talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was part of what the owners themselves said, look, we can't make an agreement, so forget it. We're not going to expand the playoffs. We'll just do the 10 teams.
Yeah.
But they're still thought of doing 16.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're winging this as they go along. Might as well, right?
Yeah, it seems that way.
Might not continue it.
But yeah, it would be an important detail before the season begins, you think, to know what your postseason is going to look like.
Teams are going to make the playoffs.
And then you wonder, maybe some team that isn't on board right now suddenly has a hot streak and says, eh, maybe we should expand the playoffs.
That's right.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah. For those who are really wanting baseball, there are two games going on tonight.
Yeah.
Well, we got the Yankees and Nationals in Washington, and then the Giants and Dodgers in L.A.
Yeah.
And the Nationals, how weird is this going to be? The defending world champions are going to have the banner raising ceremony
with nobody there.
With nobody.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. It's strange.
Woohoo! hope that crowd noise works.
That's right. Did they pipe in? Every Friday, Charlie, you play number one song of the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, the Friday flashback song, yes.
Are you going to have to put that on hold tomorrow for your traditional opening day music?
We'll have to put that on hold. Sometimes you have to have the exceptions to the rule. And when baseball starts, they have to have a baseball traditional song that we will use for our wake-up
song. I know what
song
you're going to play.
You know what song I'm going to play. And longtime listeners might know, too. Wake up early and find out. We'll have it for you. So just a few baseball notes. and also, as the season is starting, the Toronto Blue Jays are still looking for a place to play games.
Yeah, team without a home.
That's extreme, because just yesterday, Canada said no because of health concerns. Pittsburgh said no because they have some rising COVID cases, and they're like, nope, we shouldn't bring anybody in here for that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Poor Blue Jays.
Of course, the Tigers and Blue Jays won't play this year, so it won't matter to us.
No.
Baseball 2020.
You remember when we thought the season was starting too early?
Yeah.
Because it was going to be late March.
At least it's summertime.
Yeah.